Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The question is, am I the jerk for leaving the dry wedding to go out to a bar?
You got to explain yourself on that one. You can't just say that and just leave to go to the bar.
It says, so 3 weeks ago, I went to a wedding in our town for a member of our college friend group.
Okay.
My husband and I left the kids with my parents. We went out. So they were ready to get down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They even got an Airbnb with another couple that they hung out with in college.
Okay.
So they said, we're going to have a time here.
Let's party.
She said, my husband and I don't have a ton of time to ourselves away from the kids, so we were excited to let loose. Now, on the invitation, it said the wedding went to 11 with an after party with the bride and groom at the venue. Cut to the wedding. It's a dry wedding when we get there.
How do you not know?
Apparently, the groom's 2 years sober. No one told us this, and we were admittedly bummed.
Mm-hmm.
When we found out there was no alcohol, we told people we were going to go to some bars after, not go to the after party.
Hey, yo.
And then we left at 9:30.
Hey, yo.
Because we wanted to go out, and the wedding was boring. Dang. Almost everyone in our college friend group left.
Well.
Very, very awkward. We heard later the bride was very upset about it and called us bleeps for leaving.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't feel supported and we were not supporting her and her husband and his sobriety. Yikes.
I mean, dog.
Ah, she's especially mad at me as I look like the ringleader. I don't think I've done anything wrong. Am I the jerk? Am I the jerk for leaving the dry wedding to go out to a bar?
Boy, what's her name?
What do you want it to be? Because she doesn't want her name out there.
I want her name to be Jerk. What?
You think so? They got an Airbnb. They're going to have nights out on their own. Her and her husband finally away from the kids. They get there. It's a dry wedding. They're like, whoa!
That it's not our fault that y'all don't prioritize spending some time together, like on your own, to go do things as a couple. If you guys aren't doing that, that's on nobody but you. I get that life gets away from you, we're busy, but you have to find that time.
Yeah,
great, you use the wedding as an excuse to go party, but you went for the wrong reasons.
You didn't go
then
for your friends. I feel this way a lot with weddings. I feel like a lot of people don't care half the time about the couple or what's going on.
They're going for the get down.
They're for the party and the food. Just admit it. You know, unless they're really close to you. A lot of people, those B-listers, you
the
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Listen.
The most of your coworkers, they don't care. I hate to break it to
you. They ain't there for you. They're getting you a little $20 to $50 gift, and they're coming to drink as much booze as possible and load up them plates.
And you're going to meet their spouse for the second time, maybe.
Maybe. Bruh.
But this is, they left their college friend's dry wedding. The husband's now sober.
Yeah.
They were bored, so they bolted.
I hear it. I understand. Sure. I also pull up to the wedding for the get down. But there's a time and a place and an understanding. It sucks that you didn't know it was dry before you got there.
They stayed till 9:30, though. Give them that.
The wedding went till 11, though. I'm not giving them that. They left
early. 9:30's late to stay at a wedding sometimes.
They left early, and they spread the vibe of, hey, we gonna bop out and hit these bars. Pass the
everybody
word.
Everybody leave, and then everybody left the party.
Come on now.
And the bride and groom can't come, which is well, they can.
Why would they? It's their day. They have activities planned for the wedding that they invited you to. They're going to stay at the activities that they planned for that day. Bruh, big old jerk in my opinion.
Jerk?
Party.
I feel like they gave good time. I feel like they stayed till 9:30.
Listen.
It's that they went out after, isn't it? They went out after.
It's not that they went out after at all for me. The wedding ended at 11. You didn't have to go to the after party. You could have waited till 11 and still had till bar close. That's 3 hours of partying you still had, right? Mm-hmm. You could have kicked it till the end of the wedding.
Yeah, but DZ, you know how it is. You get a night away, you get tired, 10 p.m. rolls around, you got kids, all of a sudden you're ready to go to bed.
Say, justifying none of it for me. Y'all said y'all had the Airbnb ready to party.
Okay.
Right? Y'all, listen, you funneled some of their party goers. You funneled some of their wedding guests to come to the bars with you. And y'all left early at that. Over an hour early at that. That's a big old jerk for me, bro.
All right. 414-533-1037 is Amanda, call her, jerk for leaving the dry wedding to go out and party. Somebody said on the text line, I can see it already, a dry wedding is a private elope. Oh, come on.
I get what they mean, though.
This is such a Wisconsin problem, though. There's, you know what I mean? The no alcohol is the end of the world for us. This is a Wisconsin problem.
We drink responsibly for a reason.
Somebody said, not the jerk. This is Wisconsin. We drink. And a dry wedding is crazy.
Unless you're 2 years sober, huh? Nah, who's crazy now?
Oh, man. All right. We're gonna find out everyone's input next. I cannot wait to hear.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Amanda and her husband got an Airbnb. They planned to go out to their college friend's wedding, and then they got there and realized it was a dry wedding, and they were not amused because the groom is now sober for 2 years. So they all left at 9:30 and went to a bar, even though their wedding went till 11, and then there was an after party planned. They were not amused.
Not amused at
Amanda
all.
Amanda says she doesn't feel bad. Is she the jerk for leaving the wedding to go out?
Yikes, man. Y'all know how I feel about it.
Oh, man. All right, let's start with Tia in Hartford. How about that? Hi, Tia. How are you?
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. You're the first one today on Am I the Jerk? No pressure.
Not at all. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for leaving a dry wedding early?
I absolutely think she's the jerk.
Okay.
I don't know how close of friends you guys could even be to not know that they were 2 years sober and then to just like get all of the other friends involved with leaving. Like, it's just terrible.
Ooh, Tia with the tea. Ooh, and it's hot. Tia with the tea. Ooh, and it's hot.
That's fair. How do you not know that? Or right? Did you know that and assume there was still going to be alcohol? Because, you know, there are people, I mean, who are recovering alcoholics or addicts who have to be around alcohol and they do it. You clearly, know, it's part of the world.
Clearly he ain't it, though.
No.
And that's a great point.
That
there are some
point.
People that can be around alcohol even though they've had problems in the past,
part of the
right?
world, yeah.
Part of the world. Everybody's got alcohol somewhere.
It's like any addiction, yeah.
But for their day, you know, they're like, listen, I really probably can't do it. A little too much of a fun environment. I might want to partake, so let's just keep it dry to be safe.
Well, it's funny because Lindsay in Franksville texted in and said, not the jerk for leaving, but a jerk for rallying the troops.
Thank you.
So it's kind of what Tia's getting to.
You left okay. early and you rallied the troops. All Tia, right. appreciate you.
Thank you, Tia. Have a good day.
Bye. She said, listen, I answered. I'm gone.
Well, sometimes being on Am I the Jerk's intimidating, especially if you've never been on it. Fair enough.
Something that you and I just briefly talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, what's up?
That Tia also brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all clearly ain't that close if you didn't know that they were going through 2 years of sobriety.
You would think.
Personal opinion.
Or you're caught up in your own family stuff because you're now having kids and you're so disconnected. You show up for the wedding and realize you don't know anything anymore.
Y'all ain't even cool like that no more.
Somebody said you can't wait for a couple of hours.
I mean, let's be honest. They prioritized alcohol and drinking over friends.
They prioritized, they wanted to go out, they got the Airbnb, they went for a party, and they got there and went, we got an Airbnb for this? That's literally, they're being selfish.
They selfishly went, we're here to party, not celebrate your wedding.
Christine's in Waukesha this morning. I want to pull her up next. Hi, Christine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Was that you yelling already?
No, that's my son. So if I drop off, it's because he's going crazy.
Say less, we get it.
We're parents. We've been there. We can totally have a convo with a kid screaming in the background. It doesn't even faze us, if
not
you want us
least.
To be honest.
I thought it was you.
Honest to God.
Sorry.
Christine, is Amanda a jerk for leaving the dry wedding to go out to a bar?
Well, I said not a jerk, but did she really rally the troops, or did people catch wind?
Well, they're right. adults. They're adults. Let's be real here. We all make our own decisions.
Exactly.
You know? So that's that.
Listen, I'll preface this by saying I am not a drinker. I'm more likely to drink like 20 Diet Pepsis than alcohol.
Also, but, as well.
So this is Wisconsin. People want to go and celebrate and have a good time. They put in their time and then they left. I mean, I don't think they're
she said like they clocked in for work
she
though.
Did,
they put
though.
In their time
she's,
and left.
As sad as it sounds, she's being honest. She's like, this is what people are thinking. We went, we showed up, we were there till 9:30, it was boring, and we left. What do you they're yep. going, what more do
what
you
more
want?
Do you,
and you're going, well, yeah, we want you to stay till the end of the wedding, that's what. But
right?
You can't also put like time restrictions on a wedding. What if I felt sick?
Mm.
I needed to leave.
Makes sense.
If they felt sick, it was alcohol withdrawals at that point because they weren't drinking all night. I said what I said.
No, but they also didn't let people know it was a dry wedding. You let people know kids aren't invited.
That is true.
I mean, like, yeah. You know, just a little heads up. I don't think they're necessarily the jerk.
Okay.
No. All right, she says no. You want people to have fun. And if they're not having fun, cut them loose. Let them go. And you continue your good time. Okay.
I hate that I like
with
Christine's logic.
Well,
it's like the person who said, this is an elope. If you don't have a party. But this is where we've lost it with weddings. They've turned into parties and they're not about the wedding anymore. They're not about the actual ceremony.
Nope.
Nobody's actually worried about that. Nobody's acknowledging they're going to the wedding. Everyone's like, but you left the party early. And it's like, it's about the wedding.
About the wedding.
We have so long. And people that don't even go to the wedding and just go to the reception, which I've done as well.
True.
It's funny because it's about the wedding.
The wedding.
You're not even going to the wedding. Like, it's so
It's all
so
together
weird.
In my mind, though. For whatever, it's all together in my mind.
It's not. I mean, it isn't. It's one big day.
It is, but it isn't. Yeah. But Christine Splitza says, not the jerk.
All right, girl. Good luck with your kid. Goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Last but not least, Janine's in Cudahy. Let's go to her. Hi, Janine.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Better than Amanda and her husband right now. We are split, though.
Right?
She left the dry wedding. Is she a jerk?
Absolutely the jerk.
All right.
You're not wrong, because somebody texted in and said, jerk, I'm a substance abuse counselor in Wisconsin, and unfortunately, I think it's people like this who are hindering the sober culture. They could have waited another hour or two.
True.
Exactly. So,
go on.
Speaking from the other point of view, I'm someone who's coming up on 19 years clean and sober.
Congratulations.
Girl.
Yes, Janine. Yes.
Badass.
Yes. So
strong. Good for you.
I will tell you, I've been to plenty of dry weddings.
I bet.
And we have the time of our lives.
Oh.
So give us a break. We party. We party.
I'm glad you came in with the sober voice, because we needed that, and we needed someone who's a recovering alcoholic who would be in the situation
Absolutely.
And understand the other side.
There's plenty of times we go places and people are like, are you sure you're not drinking? And I'm like, no.
You haven't a bar. See? Oh, yeah. Janine, we needed to talk to you. Yes. Yes.
Right. We're high in life. We've lived on the other side.
Well, best drug of all, life, baby.
There is.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So absolutely a jerk because first off, you didn't even give it a chance.
Well,
then you messed up your friends one special day. By taking people out with you.
Bruh, straight up, think about it. Janine just said something that really stood out to me. She said, you didn't even give it a chance. You got there, saw it was dry, and went, ooh, yikes. And didn't have fun because there wasn't alcohol. You thought it was lame because there wasn't alcohol.
Right.
How jaded is that mentality to go, we're not drinking? I ain't staying.
Janine, the text would make you cry because it's the literal opposite of what Janine is saying. She's saying, chill out. The funny thing is, they're stronger than us because they can actually stay sober and have a good time.
Right.
I feel like we're the weak ones here, if you want me to be quite honest. We're the ones who need the alcohol. We're
a little
like
liquid courage.
Good for Janine. Like, honestly, and you should be proud of that, Janine, because everyone's texting in. If it's dry, go to the courthouse and get married. Everyone's saying, forget about the party if it's going to be dry. That's what they're all saying, Janine.
Boy, we all being selfish. Everybody but Janine.
So selfish, aren't we?
Yeah, we need to party every day. Every day is a life. And then if you find someone to share that with, whether they're sober or not, and they respect your wishes not to drink at the wedding, party.
Gotta love it.
Somebody texted in and said, y'all got it wrong today. As a functioning alcoholic, you lose with no booze. They go, these are jokes. They're joking. Okay,
of course.
Stop
I was going to say, they better
stop
be joking.
It.
Janine, we appreciate
props
you.
Props to you. I didn't know that about you. 19 years sober. Props to you. Seriously.
Thank you.
You go, girl.
We'll talk to you soon.
Honestly.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's like envious of it.
Honestly,
I can go like months without drinking, but forever, I don't know if I want to. Like, props to Janine. Like,
I'll double triple salute because
honestly,
though I'm not a drinker, everybody has their vices. We all like to do our things to let loose, right?
Yeah.
Boy, when I say sometimes a little whiskey shower taste.
It's called self-control.
It's self-control, though,
good
man.
Good for her.
Janine got most of
amazing.
It.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, and good for her.
Wow.
Okay. That is Am I the Jerk? It is, what did we say? Jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk today, for sure. Even the not the jerk wasn't sure in the middle.
I think we're all saying jerk.
We're all saying jerk. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.